This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the yearly roundup.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I suppose it is. And I want to say right off the bat, I saw this before we got started. They make a solid point, because tonight, guys, we're going to be getting into our top five movies. And they say that this has been...
I held up 10, but I meant just the one.
They said this has been a hit or miss... Hold on. Maybe this is a different one. Yeah, no, it's a pretty hit or miss year for film. It really has been.
It has been.
It was tough to come up with five.
That's what... And I'm sure I'll say this again, but it really was hard to come up with a top five, because I'm like... How many movies did I even see? You know, so it's like to have a top five out of what? Like eight?
And
it's difficult.
The last 2 years, and hello to Brett, the last 2 years have just kind of so morphed into one thing that it's almost difficult to know, did that come out this year?
Yeah, it's like I had a couple last year. Like, and then it was like, oh, that was 2020, you know, or the end of 2020. So.
And hello to Cher Bear. And we did have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas as well. And hello to... Dominic, so glad 2021 is almost over. Bring on 2022.
I feel that.
Guys, next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we are going to have our New Year Chill Stream. So we're going to, I know it'll be a couple days.
Extra stream.
Yeah, I guess it'll be a couple days into the New Year, because New Year's Eve, I believe is Saturday. But it's when we're going to celebrate the new year, and we're going to do a chill stream, and we're just going to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about in the chat and chill. That's what we're going to do.
Grab your coffee and give me a cheers.
Yeah. When's Starbucks going to do it?
Anybody else drink coffee at night?
I don't feel like that's a smart thing to do. But
probably not.
But we'll see if she sleeps. And hello. Hello to Keely. Good to see you. And hello, Alan. Nice to see
hello,
you.
Hello, everyone.
And Leia, the one and only Leia Rose. The most lovely name in the galaxy.
It's always really nice to see you.
It is a good name. Hello, Chris, our James Bond guy. That's just what I think of when I think of Chris.
He delivers.
He started something that night.
He started something beautiful.
And hello to the Dork Knight. He is one of, he's on with the Salty Nerd on Saturday. So I got to chat it up when I was on their show. So
hello to you.
Yes, hello. And Mumla May, good evening to you as well. Hello, Tina. Always nice to see you.
Hello, ladies.
Let's see. Norin Rad to Turbo. Hello, Michelle and Natalie. Well,
hello to you.
Yes, nice to see you.
And I promise our brains work the same at some moments. It's strange. We just say the same thing.
They do.
Sisters. Yeah.
Well, again, we hope you guys had a awesome Christmas. And... we hope you're looking forward to the new year and looking forward to our chill stream next week.
Yes. And so come ready to chill.
And I'd say most of you guys have, let's see, this last week we've put out the Batman reaction. We did that Monday. And then we also today just uploaded our thoughts after watching the first episode of Boba Fett. So definitely check those out if you haven't. If you, for some reason, have it, maybe you've not had the time. I don't know. But
we don't know what you're doing in your personal life.
We don't know your schedules. You know, if you haven't checked that out, then...
We'll trust you to make good choices and do time management.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And check out our video.
Yeah, definitely do that.
If any of you are new subscribers here, thank you for subscribing.
Yes.
And welcome to the weekly roundup.
And Dominic, he's predicting that Dune will be both of our number one movies. Is he right?
Oh, the suspense, you guys.
You have to see. So this is the way we're going to do this, guys. And you guys can let us know your top five in the chat as we kind of work our way through. If you have a top five. But we are simply just going to work from 5 to 1. I don't know Natalie's. I'm turning my screen so she can't see mine. Natalie doesn't know mine. We've not discussed this. So we'll see if we align in any area. And the rules of this is it had to be released in 2021. And because the movies have been so kind of rough this year.
Guys, just, yeah. I was struggling.
We opened it up to where we could pick even a streaming movie if it was on Netflix or on HBO Max or whatever. So that is in the running to be on our top five. So I don't know what she's picked, but I may or may not have picked something from a streaming service. So we'll get into it.
Not against the rules. Not here.
Yes.
Not on this corner of the internet.
Okay. So before we get started, because we only have five, should I get my honorable mention now or at the end?
Gosh, you got an honorable mention? I was just trying to find the five.
I have an honorable mention. And it's not necessarily, it did do good at the box office, but I'm going to give my honorable mention tonight to West Side Story, because Steven Spielberg did an awesome job. The camera work was incredible. It was a beautiful movie. It's a sad story. It's basically Romeo and Juliet. So that's why it doesn't get into my top five, because I don't like sad ending stories. But I left the theater and went and downloaded the Broadway musical and the soundtrack, and have really enjoyed listening to it. So it gets an honorable mention, West Side Story. It is a classic tale. So Natalie, do you want to go first? You want me to go first? We'll go into we'll start with number five. Okay. So Natalie, do you want to go?
Yes. And guys, don't hold this list against me. It's just the things I could think of that I've watched. So for number five, I'm going to go with Cruella.
Natalie went with Cruella. Okay.
Because I enjoy.
Tell why. Why?
I'm going to tell you why. Because the fashion, you know.
The fashion was pretty spectacular. It was visually stunning.
It was the fashion for me. It was the looks of the movie. You know, usually I'm more character driven. Like, I love character. But no, this was just about, like, it was eye candy for someone who enjoys clothes and things like that.
And I will say that it does highlight Emma Stone is a fantastic actress, and we all knew that, but there's some scenes that she plays Cruella in a way like it was like an acting class. Like that's like what skilled she was in that role.
And you guys, I'll be honest, I saw all the reviews on it that I would see pop up in my YouTube subscription, and I thought, like, oh, this movie's going to be awful, but it really wasn't awful.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you, Brett.
I didn't like when they tried to make it tie into 101 Dalmatians. If it was just an Elseworld story, that I would have been totally fine with it. That was my critique. I didn't like when they tried to force it into 101 Dalmatians. That was my critique. But it was enjoyable in many ways. Okay, so my number five, I went to a streaming service, and my number five came out in March. It was a fan-driven movement, and it would have to be Zack Snyder's cut of the Justice League. Yes, it was 4 hours, and yes, they threw the kitchen sink at us. But if
start the slow clap with me.
But if they were to cut that down to a three-hour movie, like, what is, like, the gold of what's in there is pretty golden, in my opinion, for a superhero movie.
There's some gold nuggets in there.
I mean, I loved it. Reminded me how much after we'd gotten Wonder Woman 1984, it reminded how much I loved the warrior side of Diana and some of the moments. I mean, I haven't watched it since March, and I still think of when the villain says, "No man can stop me," and Diana stops up and says, "I am no man." Like, I mean, I loved it. And then when Superman comes back, it had me in the feels. So,
well, I do love Diana. I love me some Diana, some Wonder Woman. She's just a great character.
She is a great character. And it was just fun because it was a fan movement, and it was Warner's getting out of the way and letting a director and kind of visionary do his own thing with it. And it was fun. I had a lot of fun with it. And I'm guessing he's going with Cruella on that one. But his daughter loved that movie.
Sorry, guys. I got a case of the sighs today. Do you ever just have days you just sigh and you don't know why?
I don't know if I do. But
I think some understand.
Okay. So what is your, that was my number five, snacks, Zack Snyder's The Justice League.
For number four, in an unpopular opinion, I'm going to go with Woman in the Window, which
we reviewed that movie. We gave it a pretty good review.
We did, which was on Netflix starring Amy Adams. I thought.
Sigh another day.
See, there he is coming through.
Oh, you guys knew I picked a Henry Cavill movie. That's exactly right.
But yeah, I thought it was interesting and kept my interest the whole time. I like psychological thriller type of things, so that was kind of up my alley. But yeah, if you haven't guys haven't checked it out, Woman in the Window on Netflix.
Yeah, it was especially for Netflix movie. I mean, it was it wasn't originally a Netflix movie, it's one of those they bought it. But I did really enjoy that, actually.
I mean, it kept my interest. So yeah. If we're saying on like, you know, enjoyment and things like I enjoyed
the
that
end
movie.
Was a little cheesy and hard to swallow, but I did like it.
But didn't it like it ended positive?
I think it ended positive. And hello to the Latino slant.
Hello, Polly.
It's always nice to see you. Nice to see you. Okay, so Woman in the Glass Window is your number four from Netflix.
I think it's Woman in the Window, but I mean, we can say Woman in the Glass Window.
Let's see. Guys, are you seeing us clear? The internet just went low. Let's see. Let's do this for a second. We'll just talk with the chat for a second.
Can you see us?
It will go back in a second.
They can't see us.
Here. It's already better. There we go. So let's see. Okay. So my number four is the movie Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. I went into that movie not expecting anything. To be honest, not expecting much. And I was pleasantly surprised at how many times I laughed in the movie and honestly how romantic the movie ended up being. And to me, I definitely saw the story as kind of, well, one, they were making fun of Fortnite in like video games like Grand Theft Auto, Fortnite. But there's also this touching, I think, story there. To me, I got out of it. Kind of this touching story of in today's society when we're all kind of, so many people are just kind of stuck inside, glued to their TV, glued to their phone.
I mean, I'm guilty of it sometimes.
Yeah, it was kind of like, go live your life. Like, you could be working next to the love of your life and you guys are so focused on this. And anyways,
I know, right?
I enjoyed it, but I thought it was, I really enjoyed it. And again, it was because I didn't expect anything. And I went and I was like, oh, well, that was a really pleasant surprise with Ryan Reynolds and what's the other lady's name? Jody something.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff, she's really good. The past couple of years.
She's a good actress, but yeah.
She's in like Killing Eve. I haven't seen that show, but
yes, I've seen I think like the first season of it. Yeah, no time to buffer. I really enjoyed it. I predicted Ryan Reynolds will be on her list twice. Well, you got once already, so will you get it a second time?
We shall see.
And hello to Nicole. Nice to see you in the chat.
Always.
So I go with you enjoyed Free Guy pretty good.
I did.
Yeah, I think it was one of those just no one really expected much, and it was like a pleasant surprise because it was a carryover from Disney purchasing Fox, and they just kind of slopped it out there, and no one really knew much about it, and it was kind of a.
It was
just kind of a refreshing new concept type movie that was pretty good.
It had a good little love story in it.
It did. That's what I'm saying. It was surprising.
It kind of surprised me at the end. It did.
I liked it. So mine is Free Guy for number four. Natalie, what is your number three?
Number three, I'm going to go with another Netflix movie that came out, I think, earlier in the year. I'd forgotten I'd watched it until I was thinking about this today. But it was one I enjoyed called Hillbilly Elegy. I think I'm saying that word right. On Netflix.
I think you are.
Also starring Amy Adams. Apparently I like Amy Adams.
I actually haven't watched that because I know it's one of those stories. I think it ends well, but it's like, I feel like it's one of those sad stories too.
Well, it's like one of those that's based on a true story. And
I've meant to watch it.
If you like kind of, even if it's kind of like a little... you know, it's sad to watch at times because of what people go through, but a true story of somebody that went from poverty to, you know, chose a different life and worked hard for it. So I think it was a cool movie.
It was like the American Dream.
Yeah, it was the good old American Dream.
Yes. I remember hearing good. I know Ron Howard directed that movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And critics hated it because it defied like the narrative that a white person could go through like a hard upbringing.
Yeah, maybe like a white male couldn't go through a lot of struggles.
I mean, literally, that was why they didn't like it, because it was literally a story of a white male who had
had to overcome a lot of obstacles.
Yes, and that didn't fit the hashtag white privilege, so they had to destroy it, even though it was Ron Howard and Amy Adams and Glenn Close, right?
Yeah, Glenn Close.
But they had to tear that down because, you know, you can't go against their narratives and get a good review. So
yeah, check it out if you guys like stuff.
Yeah,
I
believe that's on Netflix.
It is. Yeah.
Yes, I still need to watch it. So maybe at some point.
I just mean it was interesting. It kept my interest, and I like stuff like that.
Chris said that redheads have to stick together.
We absolutely do.
So you fully had to stick together in that movie because you had Ron Howard directing it and he put Amy Adams in it. So it was like two redheads. Plus, so Natalie then had to like it.
It's a lot of ginger power. What can I not like?
Yeah, she was really feeling it. And they say good film. Yeah, I need to watch it. It's one of those movies I've meant to for a long time and just somehow haven't.
Yeah, well, it's one of those. There's hard. It's like I said, it's kind of painful to watch at times, but it's like it ends up being kind of, I love things that kind of inspire you. And it's one of those.
That's another one, Natalie, I've been meaning to watch.
Oh, me too. I so want to see that.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
I used to watch that show.
Yeah, I
did
too.
When I was a kid, back in the 50s.
Yes.
I'm kidding, you guys.
I mean,
in the 90s.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that too, being the Ricardos. I need to watch that with another redhead, Nicole Kidman.
Oh, so. Is that who's playing Lucy?
Yeah, I heard that it's kind of rough.
I couldn't tell that was Nicole Kidman. I mean, maybe they did such a good job in hair and makeup.
Yeah, they clearly kind of disguised her face quite a bit.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm gonna watch that for sure.
Two gingers for the price of one.
That's talking. Right.
And hashtag ginger power.
That's right.
You guys can get that trending. So that is what it is.
Shell, can we get a t-shirt that says ginger power?
If you want to make it.
For my fellow gingers out there.
If you want to make it, go for it. Let's see. So my number three. And so it was really hard. And I've only seen both of these movies one time. So it will take me watching both of these movies twice to know where I rank them three and two. So right now, I don't know. It's tough. They're basically tied, but I've made myself have to pick one. So this is really challenging, guys. It's very challenging. Okay. So at number three.
Come on, Shell. You can do this.
I'm going to go Spider-Man No Way Home. And again, you'll see why with number two, why I've gone back and forth. Maybe when I see Spider-Man No Home, again, I need to see both of these movies to actually rate them one ahead of the other for my next movie as well. But Spider-Man No Way Home, you guys know that I've not been a big fan of the Tom Holland series. And I really like Spider-Man. I've been really disappointed of how much I did not like the Tom Holland series. But I was very pleasantly surprised with this. I came into this movie just wanting to see, of course, the other two Spider-Men and Charlie Cox's Matt Murdock. But this was one of those movies, they just gave the fans what we wanted. And I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was so fun, again, watching it in a packed theater with the audience.
It was a good theater experience.
With the audience just going wild each time, whether it was Daredevil, Matt Murdock showing up, catching the brick, or especially as the two Spider-Mans came in. I mean, the audience...
It's kind of like being in a sporting event.
It was. Like, the audience, the crowd, like, just kept cheering and going wild. And it was just... It was a really good movie. Maybe it's number two. I don't know. I'm already changing my mind. It may have to be number two of the year. I'm not sure. But I really, really enjoyed Spider-Man No Way Home. So that is my number three. Natalie?
Am I on number two?
Yeah, I think you are.
So my number two, because... You know, let's just put it this way, for like a teenage boy that's a Spider-Man, for that movie, you know, for it to keep my attention almost all the movie and enjoy it and reminisce about the Spider-Man of my youth, Tobey Maguire, I'm going to go ahead and have to give Spider-Man No Way Home the number two spot.
You gave it the number two spot?
Correct.
So okay. So my number two, I feel like you're going to realize like you left it off and you're going to feel bad that you left it off.
Okay. But we might have to make it another.
Natalie wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
So Spider-Man's your number two. And again, Spider-Man may actually end up being my number two. I need to see what I just kind of put as number two. Number two. Who does number two work for?
That's exactly what I was thinking. And then apparently Chris was too.
Okay. Chris, yeah, you read my mind on that one. Yeah. So you went with number two for Spider-Man. That was yours?
Correct. What's your number two?
Okay, right now my number two.
Who does number two work for?
Right now my number two. And again, Spider-Man may overcome it to be number two. I've only seen these once. I need to see him twice to be able to truly give you my number three and number two.
I mean, at this point, I'm really curious.
My number two as of now, and I just kind of had to pick one, which one would go where. Again, they were pretty much even for me, was Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I forgot about it.
And
I really liked that one.
And it's like where, basically where Spider-Man was this big, awesome event that we all went to. Ghostbusters felt like an indie film that was yet a Ghostbusters film. And it felt small, but yet it was so charming and felt like this throwback to an 80s movie.
I take it back.
See?
I really like Spider-Man, you guys, but that's number three and Afterlife's number two.
So who, you cut off Cruella? Nellie's like, scratch number five.
I love the clothes.
Let's bump down the list here.
I love all the aesthetics of that movie.
Okay, so Afterlife is my number. Again, I really have to watch Spider-Man No Way Home and Afterlife again and see which one my heart really loves more. They both, I feel like, were fan service done right in different ways. Spider-Man, of course, was a very big, epic scale type of movie where... Afterlife felt again very intimate and small, and I really enjoyed it. And it had that 1980s charm. It was literally a movie. It was a 1980s movie made in 2000.
Yeah.
I think they made it maybe in 2019 is when they actually made it, but made in the 2000s. And I missed that 80s charm that we get. And it just, it was so refreshing, and it was heartfelt. There was like emotion in it.
The 80s are so hot right now.
There was emotion. The little girl did a fantastic job in that role. I mean, if she doesn't nail those lines and nail that character, the whole movie doesn't work.
And she's somebody, it wasn't every time she got me, but especially like at certain points in the movie, she genuinely made me laugh. Like, against all odds, because that's not usually
she made me laugh every time.
That's not usually my kind of like humor I go for, but she did it well enough, like it worked, and I genuinely laughed.
I mean, she delivered those lines so dry, like so perfectly dry, the way they're supposed
to. Yes, exactly, because it was such a dumb joke that it was so funny. Like,
and then even thinking about it now, the way they set up with podcasts, that, you know, I really got going. I really found myself
in episode 38 or something.
And
like
then
that.
The fact that the Ghostbuster says, you know, he was the one listener and you really found yourself in that episode.
I mean, of course that's movie stuff, but that was like, it was the perfect tie-in to something that was funny earlier.
Yeah, it was a perfect setup for like a joke. And then, I mean, too, when I say it had heart, you went from cheering with the Ghostbusters arriving to tearing up when the Ghostbuster that has passed away in real life, you know, holds it with her and they do it together. And it was just like, it was so emotional.
And
it was
so tired at the end of that movie. Michelle knows and everything, but like, I told Michelle later, I think it wasn't until like a while recently, I was like, yeah, I cried at the end of that movie and I don't even know why. It's like, I don't even remember like what made me cry. I just know it evoked some kind of emotion.
It did. It was a dang good movie. And I want to read. Thank you, Mr. Zod's Phantom Zone. Nice to see you
thank
here.
Thank you.
Thank you for the $5 for a great top 10 so far. Much love. Well, thank you so
thank
much.
You very
we
much.
Appreciate that. And let's see. I've got something I love for a new clip.
Grogu.
Yes.
But thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Podcast was his favorite. Podcast was a good character.
He was.
Man, I just, that little girl was just so good. I mean, but you had to have Podcast with her too. They played off each other very well. But yeah, it was just, it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it. It had 80s magic on it.
It did.
It was.
It had some magic upon it.
Again, I'm really going to have to go back and watch Ghostbusters Afterlife and Spider-Man No Way Home to decide truly who gets the number two or the number three spot. But I enjoyed both of them immensely. And they both, again, were fan service done right, in my opinion. And, but yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife, it made me laugh. It made me tear up. And I wasn't even some lifelong Ghostbusters fan. But I mean, yeah, that's how well they did it. That it played to my emotions in that way. So I really enjoyed that. So Natalie, what is your number two?
I just told you.
Oh, yeah, yours was No Way Home.
Yeah, but they really could be interchangeable. They're good for different reasons. But yet, probably overall, I probably prefer Afterlife just personally, but they're both really good movies.
Yeah, they are very good movies. And thank you, Mr. Buttcrack Media. Hey, he's removed the most lovely book. He's removed it from his name.
There. Back to the original.
Yes, Mr. Buttcrack Media for the $1.99 super sticker. We appreciate it very
much. Thank you, Mr. Buttcrack.
Yes, yeah. Thank
you. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Okay. So you
thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes. So you've adjusted your list to where Ghostbusters Afterlife is on your top five.
Correct.
Okay. And it's higher in the top five. Okay. I gotcha.
It is.
All right. So Natalie, what is, okay. In fact, we'll just say it together because I know our number one is the same movie.
I knew it since it came out.
Yeah. I knew
what my number one of the year was going to be.
We knew. So
this I didn't have to think about.
Our, because I don't even have to say, we know the other one is our number one movie of 2021. I saw this movie, guys, three times in the theater.
Me too.
Three.
That's a lot for me, but I loved this movie.
Hold on. He's saying, dude. And Tina, you'll really enjoy them, I believe. They're both really good.
Yeah, they are.
Let's build up. We'll build up to the number one. Number one, not Dune or Eternals.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, it's definitely not one of those. What did Shane say?
I have the right to amend my list.
She does. We work on the fly with these lists, so you can. No Way Home was number two and three in our list. So it is. It is not going to be there.
Oh, somebody knows us well.
In fact, I will put it on as we say it. Our number one for 2021 of movies is A Quiet Place Part 2.
That movie was bomb. I'm really bringing back the things were bomb. I'm not sure it's coming back. I'm not sure it's going
to
be
trying to make fetch happen.
Stop trying to make bomb happen.
Yeah.
Again.
But Cher knew. She knew. She knew. She knew us.
She knows.
We've been saying it all year. A Quiet Place Part 2. I saw it three times, guys.
So good.
A Quiet.
It's like, it's a horror movie that's also
has
a drama,
so much heart.
That's also just like beautiful. That's like artistic. It's chef's kiss.
I mean, so here's what A Quiet Place.
Suspenseful. You're genuine. So many genuine moments. You're like, oh. Oh, you know, I would like hold my face at times. I mean, just, oh, so good.
Jay says the bomb's not coming back.
Dang it, Jay.
I don't think it is.
I think we should bring it back.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so getting to A Quiet Place, because we're getting to rehash these movies we love. The opening alone, the flashback to day one, it was like you were living it. The car's coming. There's aliens flying.
Oh my gosh.
It was just so much chaos at once in such an incredible way, the way they did that opening scene.
It was just the whole thing. I mean, it was just incredibly well done. Like, the thing that I say that, like, sets A Quiet Place 1 and 2 apart, and it's one of the weird things where I might like the second one even a little more than I like the first one, which I know doesn't happen often because I really love the first one. But the second one might have been just a little better. But both of these movies, if you, like, get quiet and watch, they really do, they're an experience.
They are
almost like, I don't know. They're just like in a league of their own in a sense, like what it does to your senses and like how you're kind of, you know, you're so in it.
Do you know, No Way Home was the most fun, exciting experience I've had in a theater in a long time. But A Quiet Place Part Two is the most unique theater experience I've ever had. Like how quiet it is. And then just like the jump scares in that movie.
Are so good.
And
especially, yeah.
And what is she saying? Oh, it definitely, it's five hoots.
Oh, it's seven hoots.
we make up extra hoots for it. But anyways, A Quiet Place Part Two. What you're saying, Natalie, it's kind of to me the way Terminator and Terminator 2 and Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
Like all three of these movies that we compared, the first one is a very tight-niche horror movie that's very isolated and has like some very real threats, but it's kind of the self-contained horror movie. All three of those.
Yeah.
Terminator, A Quiet Place Part 2, and Alien.
Right.
Then with the second movie of all those, Aliens, Terminator 2, and A Quiet Place Part 2, it's still horror, but it's like it goes into the action, like action, it kind of goes more action-y.
It does.
And it really works for all three of the movies.
Yeah.
And this movie, it's no different. Like this movie, it's just awesome. The action is awesome.
It's got like everything. And then it's got these emotional themes and like just things that touch my heart. And it, you know, so it's just perfect.
Oh my gosh. What's his name? Why did I just go blank on Jim's name in real life?
What is that guy's name in real life?
It's because the camera's on that. I can't think of his name because I know the other time.
What is Jim's name from Office in real life?
Yeah, why did I just go brain dead on his name? I know it, but it's because we're...
I know it too.
Let me think.
Oh, and hello, Nina Infinity. Hello.
Oh, Nina. What's up, Nina?
Hey, Nina.
Good to see you. John Krasinski. I don't know why
That's
my brain
name,
just
yeah.
went dead. Listen, guys. That character that he plays is such a good, like, he is the way he treats like his daughter in these intense moments. It makes me want to be a better person. Like, that's how good of a person he is.
Yes.
Like I watch it. I'm like, I want to be that person.
Yeah.
Like I want to be able to be that, like that's how good of a character he is. And all the characters are awesome and all kind of going. And even with him being gone, because he never dreamed that they were going to get a second movie.
Right.
They bring in, how do you say his name? Cillian Murphy?
I think he said Killian.
Killian Murphy. And he knocks it out of the park.
Oh, he's so good.
And his story. And the kind of...
The beauty of that. And I mean, we could go on. But...
Yes, because you have a father in the first one that was able to save his family. And you have this new character who is not able to save his family. And it's just they're polar opposites.
I feel like this, like his character, there's sort of a redemption arc.
There is,
and,
absolutely.
You know, it's just, it's kind of powerful.
Like he kind of finds his purpose again of I can protect this family.
Yeah.
And it was a powerful story. It was a really good messaging in it. But also just so much fun to watch and it's only an hour and like 40 minutes and just flies by.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Like
so
you're just
fun.
Like, and it ends like, yes, like so triumphantly.
So, yes.
I loved it. As soon as we were out, I was like, that was awesome. It was one of those movies. I absolutely loved it. And I wanted to, I know I said hello to, let me find, Nina answered it for it. Yeah. My brain goes, she knows how it's like when you're on camera
life,
and your brain just like dies, freezes, I guess.
Malfunctions.
Yes. But hello to Nina, the lovely Nina. And I want to say hello to our other friends, the Science Fictionary Podcast. I hope you are doing well. And we had a good Christmas, Andrew. I hope you guys had a good Christmas as well. But yeah, guys. A Quiet Place Part Two. If we've not convinced you to watch this movie yet.
I mean, why do we even have a channel if we haven't convinced you to watch this yet?
I don't know.
Why do you even subscribe to us?
I know. I mean, if there's one movie we told you you've got to see this year, it's A Quiet Place Part Two.
I mean, have you even seen A Quiet Place Part Two?
I mean, and I've said this. I said this on a review, and I'm going to say it again. If they stick the landing. With the third movie.
Oh, this could be one of the best trilogies.
It will be the best trilogy in the last since Lord of the Rings. I agree.
That's what I that's a big statement, but that's a statement that I'm sticking with because these movies have been so good. And if they just make a third one that's just equally as good as one and two, it's a perfect trilogy. It's awesome.
It could go all the way.
Nina, you better not be saying A Quiet Place Part 2 sucks.
I think she's talking about, she might be talking about Boba Fett.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. But Nina, I mean, honestly, guys, we can all have our own opinions.
We really don't care when it comes to movies.
We're not that serious.
No. Nina, I need to know, though. Are you talking Quiet Place Part 2 or Boba Fett? If it's Boba Fett, I understand. But you can let us know below. But anyways, definitely go see A Quiet Place Part 2. Or go see it. Rent it. Watch it. Buy it. I don't know. Whatever. If you haven't seen it. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
And hello to Kaylee. Nice to see you, Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee.
You haven't seen it yet? You should go see. Or I don't know if you guys are talking about Boba Fett, because Boba Fett got discussed in the, let's see. I'm talking about A Quiet Place Part 2, but I liked it better than Part 1. Oh, gosh. So Nina's just not a Quiet Place fan, apparently.
I think people either are or they aren't, though. I've kind of noticed that.
I think you either really enjoy that kind of weirdness or not so much. Also, Boba Fett, I don't watch Disney Star Wars. Yeah. Boba Fett was struggling. We'll put it that way.
It was. Well, I think it, and Jay would make fun of me if he were in the chat, because he's going to say, I always say this, but I mean this. I think it could go in an interesting direction. I think it could be good.
Yeah, I mean, it can only go up.
I literally just said what he says.
It could be good. It could only go up from here. It's kind of what I'm thinking on that, as far as that. And then, so guys, now we've told you what we'd like. Let's see. He was struggling to get off the chair because he was so fat. let's see. Jay says he'll be nice. Promises to be nice.
How nice, Jay.
Natalie did accidentally call him Boba Fett one time.
It happened.
That definitely did happen.
The legend is true.
That was. Let's see. Yes. Yes, Rick. Rick gets it. A Quiet Place Part 2. The moment when the kid goes through the prey is now the hunter moment, because the sound broadcasting over the radio when he picks up the revolver was powerful. It was a powerful ending.
Oh my gosh, the end of that movie, like when the boy, like he's got the thing, and it's like instead of this thing that just like intimidates them and causes them fear day and night, but he's like taking power over it and like send it. Like it's just like it was powerful to me.
And I'll tell you why too. Because they established in the first one how much the dad wanted his family to be prepared. Because he knew there's a chance that that he could maybe die or something. And it's like, so that moment, it's like his kids were ready. Like they had it, both of them at the same time.
Both of them were saving the day.
It was awesome. I loved it. Let's see. Could you imagine Michelle and Natalie surviving A Quiet Place world? Don't think they'd last long. Natalie would probably last longer than me. She's just gonna be silent. She'd be fine with it. I'd be sad. Well, you'd have to whisper. So actually, Natalie wouldn't last, because Natalie can't whisper.
I actually do know how to whisper.
Who doesn't know how to whisper?
I won't do it. I could do some ASMR. I know the difference, though, now.
Don't whisper. Don't whisper. Don't pull Joe Biden.
I'll just say, whispering comes from, like, right here, whereas when I was younger, what she's like.
Okay.
So like, I would whisper like this.
From down here. Yeah, you can't whisper from the depths.
The depths.
It's got to be. Okay, so now we're going to give our worst movie of the year. And Dominique thinks I'm going to say Dune. And Dune is a close second. But my number one worst movie of the year?
She said Nat would last.
She would. He knows she'll be quiet. She just gonna lay down and find a couch.
Jen. I'm like, I was born for this. I'll just nap through it. You know?
Oh gosh. Anyways, so let's see. Nina's saying she doesn't like when they don't explain what's going on. Well, they're in a state. Yeah. So if you don't like that, I guess you're not gonna like it, because they're in a state of figuring out what's going on throughout the movies. So I understand. Anyways, and again, we genuinely on this channel just don't care.
It's just like
it's just not that person.
personal.
Yeah, if we don't like a movie, you know, we hope, yeah. Like, yeah, it's just either way, I'm saying it, it's fine with
Man,
us.
Man, yeah, someone, we got called pea brains for our review of Boba Fett today.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, because we weren't a big fan of the first episode.
I'm a big fan of when it results in that we are stupid because we don't like a certain
movie. You just don't get it. You just don't get it.
So, yeah.
Like, your brain can't understand it. You like Marvel movies and you don't get the genius of this movie.
Right.
I'm like, the movie just sucked, dude.
Like, really, none of that could be further from the truth, honestly, if you really knew.
But, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, okay. So, top worst movie
top
of the
worst
year.
Worst movies.
Worst movie of the year.
Okay, that.
Okay, guys, I freaking hated Dune. I'm not gonna lie, Dune. If you love Dune, that's fantastic. That's awesome for you,
Mom. I'm sorry if you're listening, but Dune sucks.
If you love Dune, I love that for you. But for me, that movie. In the words of Fatal J, it was trash.
Garbage.
That's ABJ. Yeah, I was not a fan. And again, I feel bad for you Dune fans because maybe I need to go back and watch the old...
People are unsubscribing right now.
Maybe I need to go back and watch, let's see. Oh, gosh. Andrew, that movie was so bad, I forgot about it. Man. That movie was so bad.
I didn't see that one. I meant to watch it just because people said it was funny. It was so bad, you know, kind of.
No,
like.
It wasn't even funny. It was so bad.
Like,
it was painful.
So bad. It was funny.
I couldn't even find funny in how bad it was. It hurt my heart. It was so bad. It was painful. Yeah, Nina, a lot of people loved it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know. And that's what I think that, you know, you're talking about explaining.
You pee brain.
But I did see several people say in our comments or different places that the 1980s version with like Sting and everything that, what's his name? The guy that did Twin Peaks, David Lynch, the one that he did, that there was more exposition and you sort of were explained to more what was going on, because just going in as a newbie, I guess is what said, I didn't know what was going on in this movie. So it was hard to like it when you don't know what's going on.
Yes. I heard
so
other
instead
people
of just being unfair and saying it stunk. Let me explain.
There was so much to get out that I feel like I knew what was going on, but I didn't know why I was supposed to care. That's how I felt about the movie. I tried to care, but I couldn't care. That's the heartbeat of it felt like it somehow got left out.
I was trying to can, but I couldn't.
And then, so there's that one. You guys know that to this day, guys, that is our number one most thumbs down video of all time is our Dune review. It was
I'm
not
kind of proud of it.
It was not a popular opinion that we had, but you guys know we're always honest.
You can trust us to be honest.
And we don't care. Go look at I heart comments of people who love things that we don't like.
Yeah, totally.
I love when people enjoy something. Who wants to go watch a movie and think it stinks?
We love love. We love you guys to love stuff.
And thank you, Drew, for the $9.99 super chat. Greetings from Disney.
Nice.
Disneyland. Well, I hope you're having fun at Disneyland. Can't stick around, but wanted to say glad I found your channel this year. Well, thank you so much, Drew.
Kind of warmed my heart, Drew.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much.
Grandpa, it gives me wings.
And subscribers give us wings.
Yes, and Drew, I'm glad you found our channel. And I'm glad everyone in the chat tonight found our channel.
Yes.
We appreciate all of you guys.
We're always glad to have you all here, even if we don't always agree on movies.
Yes, we do.
We're still friends.
We do, yes, because movies just don't matter. it's not a serious thing here. Okay, but my number one most hated movie. Do you have a hated movie? Well, you hated Dune.
But
my number one most hated movie of the year. Now, granted, I have not watched The Eternals, so maybe that would be on my list if I'd watched it. But
it could be contender, I would say.
That just kind of looks so boring. I don't know if I can bring myself to watch it. So I don't know. But my number one hated movie of the year was Zack Snyder's. He got a movie I liked in this year, but it was his Army of the Dead. I hated Army of the Dead with a passion. I hated Army of the Dead.
Do you know just recently, we love you too, Nicole. And
yes.
And Dark Raven, I'm glad you found our channel too. Yes. Very glad. Where's glad Darth, to have you here.
Where was that one?
Oh,
that's Derek.
Oh, Derek, yeah.
Was there a dark? Oh, is that dark? Did I miss it? I might.
My eyes might have seen wrong.
Yeah, okay. Well, or maybe I passed it. It might have been. I don't
just
know.
Like to converse with you all sometimes.
You forgot about that one? Well, you're lucky. I've tried to purge this movie from my brain.
That's what I was going to say.
1,000 times.
Just, I didn't tell you this, but it was like just recently I thought about that mother-daughter scene at the beginning. I was like, oh, you know, it just like that. It was like kind of traumatizing.
It was traumatizing.
And this is from somebody that watches darker stuff than she does, but it was something about that. And then it was not tasteful.
It was not. Nothing about that movie was tasteful.
That's the only way I can really sum up that movie. Nothing was tastefully done. And I get that that's what some people are in it for. And if that's what you like, that's cool.
And
I'm just saying, it was just too much.
Like, he copied so much of what Alien, what movie did he copy? I don't know. He copied a lot.
Yeah, because there was straight up. Like a lot of parallels between that and some other movie.
He copied, and then that horrific opening where the daughter's like, the mom's getting like ripped alive by zombies as the daughter watches, and then a crate falls, and then we're supposed to laugh as it
and
goes.
Just watching
it was all over the place.
I won't even get into it. It's going to be weird. The daughter, and then she chooses to go back. You know, it's just like, oh my God.
Listen, Matrix 4 is not a good movie. It's not. But it's not as bad as Army of the Dead.
It's not Army of the Dead bad. I haven't even seen it.
Army of the Dead.
It can't be.
Jay, have you seen Army of the Dead? It is so bad. It's just gross. It's gross. And the plot makes zero sense. Zero sense. It was bad.
Yeah. Do you know, I thought about putting the new Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy that one either. I did not.
On the bottom of my favorites list.
Oh, you liked it?
I didn't.
Then why was it going to be on your favorites list?
Because I did find it entertaining, though. It was like one of those movies that, like, I would still think about that weasel, and you know,
she cracked up at that weasel.
I really was cracking up in the theater at that weasel, wasn't I? People were probably like, what's wrong with that woman? But he made me laugh.
And guys, not that like their personal, Batista is such a terrible person, seemingly, from Twitter. I didn't even know that when I watched that movie. Now it's like, it's all the more reason. I mean, he's awful on Twitter.
I didn't find you appealing before. And
now I really don't.
If we're being honest.
Nina, how many vaxxed is he now on Twitter? I mean, he's had 10 jabs and he's proud of it. But
and that's okay. You know?
When you put in your Twitter handle, vaxxed as F. I mean, really? Who does that? I mean, who says that? I don't, again, if you got the facts, that's not what we're saying. We're saying who puts that on their Twitter handle.
But if it becomes a part of your identity.
The Vax AF, as you know, it's just like, really?
Like, I was going to say Vax squared, but I guess in this case, it'd be like, I don't know what the 10 is and all that math stuff.
No, it's AF.
Oh.
I'm just not saying
it. I gotcha.
I'm just not saying
I thought you were saying he posted how many times.
And then he like kept saying F that kid about Kyle Rund. He was just awful. He really was.
So. Somebody didn't watch the trial.
No, they did not watch the trial. He was bad. And thank you so much, Pastor G, for the $5 super chat.
Thank you very much.
Actually catching your live stream after a COVID hiatus is a great way to end the year. Looking forward to the new year. You ladies are awesome. Well, we hope that you have come through your COVID hiatus.
We hope you very much do. We hope you get feeling all better. And thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. OJJ? Who's OJJ? Do I know?
Is Jay speaking in code again?
That Jay. You gotta watch him. He speaks no time to jab. Well, apparently he's had a lot of time because he's AF. I mean, he's done it as many times as he can do it. But
he's asking him before another one is released, can he get on the wait list to get the next one? He's like, is it in the works? Is the new one in the works?
Yeah, it was the way. Let's see. Yeah, it really does.
Drunk Isle, I see your comment there, Jay. I see that.
I thought Nat would be in her curlers, like on it. Were you in your curlers?
That was an Instagram exclusive, Michelle. Get with the times.
Was it a story?
It was a story. I had my curlers in.
Oh wow, you showed that.
I went there.
Okay, well, you do you, Natalie.
That's how it's, you know, letting you guys in on my secrets, I guess.
OJJ, a slip of my fat thumbs. Gosh. I mean, I feel like that is that guy's goal. I think he may accomplish it.
He may go all the way.
And again, we want to clarify, nothing against if you make that decision. It was
again,
the way.
It's that is your personal life.
It's the way he presents it in his Twitter handle. It's a bit much. It's like a part of who he is as a person.
And that can't be healthy.
And you know, those types, they're very, they don't believe in free will of everyone else getting to choose what they want.
Right.
They go hand in hand.
Even though they preach it so hard
on other things.
Yeah.
So that's why he annoyed me with that. Cause he's one of those. He's that type. He likes authoritarianism. Even though he claims everyone else is probably small-minded and narrow-minded, but we'll move past Dave Bautista. But he wasn't helping the situation for that movie.
No, he wasn't.
We'll just put it that way. But yeah, guys, that is our top five movies of the year and two of the movies I did not like of this year. What point did Chris make? Let's see. I think Batista's just used to getting shots for performance, if you know what I mean. I get what he's saying. I get you. Yeah, I'd say he might have done that in the past or maybe recently. I don't know.
Like Cher Bear said, that is a good point.
Let's for Force of Light versus Batista, great content.
I didn't know he was going to come up tonight. We were going to spend 5 minutes roasting him, but here we are.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
all the love and respect to Dave.
You just got to go spend a few minutes on his Twitter and you'll know why we feel the way we feel.
Just go check it out.
I mean, anyone who just is so hateful towards like a 17-year-old, it's just like, no, dude, you need to chill and actually know what's going on in life. But yeah.
Mercy.
And, you know? It didn't help that his acting. Yeah, that is true. That is true. So we'll see. But yeah, that is our top five movies of the year. And hopefully 2022 brings us some at least more good movies. This one had a few that I really enjoyed.
It was kind of slim pickings this year.
It was.
There just weren't like a ton of movies. And then you had to, which ones did I see in those movies? And then rank them. It wasn't easy.
And then Chris needs to know, because it started with the Bond thing. I actually really enjoyed a lot of parts of No Time to Die, except the ending. And you guys know why I don't like that ending. It was awful. And it like ruined the rest of the movie for me at that point because of the ending.
I didn't see it, guys.
But yeah. So we'll see what goes on. This year ended strongly with movies. You know, we got Afterlife.
Yes, yeah.
We got Spider-Man No Way Home. So we've gotten some better movies as the year's gone on. But it was a tough year for movies.
And Rick, we'll see Top Gun 2 when it comes out. I haven't seen the first Top Gun.
Yes.
So we're going to have to do a first watch.
Yes. Before that comes out, Rick, like that month, we plan on doing a first watch of Top Gun, like to lead into that movie coming out. So we'll definitely do that. I refuse to watch No Time to Die. At this point, you might as well not. I mean, there's no point. You know how it ends. What's the point? Because apparently there was time to die in that movie.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, there was a lot of time to die in No Time to Die. He said just on principle. But anyways, guys, that's it for our top five movies. And next week, remember, we will be back with celebrating the new year. Next Wednesday, 7:00. Hello to the Christian fandom geek. Nice to see you.
Hello.
We will be back with, let's see, next week, 7:00, we will be back with our New Year
extravaganza.
Chill straight. So come ready to celebrate the new year. Come with your goals, with your New Year's resolutions.
And we'll share them.
Yeah, we'll share.
We'll have share time.
In fact, we will do that. We will come up with New Year resolutions. And you guys come up with some New Year resolutions as well. And we can share them together in the chat. So we'll do that. And thank you for stopping by.
Yes, thank you to the
Did I just take
Nina.
Your line that you steal from Veronica Corningstone? And thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes. And Happy New Year to you as well, Nina. Nina, is your show on tonight? Are you guys taking a break? Are you guys on tonight? You can let us know in the chat. Nina's got a, if you like to talk politics, a little more political, she's got a great show that comes on, I believe, at 10 p.m.
It gets spicy.
It does.
It's good.
I mean, politics get spicy fast.
They do.
It does. Let's see. So we will see you guys next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, ready to celebrate the new year and bring your New Year's resolutions. So as always, ladies and gentlemen,
Remember, thanks for stopping by.
I need to get the clip of Veronica Corningstone of them going, and thanks for stopping by. You stay classy, San Diego. Thanks for stopping by. But anyways, yes, it will be next year. Oh, or is Drunk just going to wait till 2023?
Oh, you guys, listen. Michelle, we got to say the cheesy one-liner. Do you know what it is in this scenario? We'll see you guys next year.
Oh my God.
You know how everybody says that.
We will see you next year.
We'll see you next year.
We could see you before the end of the year. I don't know. We'll see what hot topics come out.
It's true.
But anyway.
Very possible.
Yeah. Catch you guys next week. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, remember to be a force of light. Bye, guys.